Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just joining me, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, as we have been working to fine-tune this program, one of the things that has become very clear is that I want to talk with all of you more. We want some structured time for you to be able to express what is top of your mind, the things that are bothering you, or to just call me up and have a conversation, a great discussion about the day's news. We've now created a segment just for that every Monday, starting this Monday, right now at 5:30. Every Monday, we're going to have Sound Off Monday, where you can call in and talk about basically whatever you would like. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Before we dive in, of course, it is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold, a statewide, multi-state text-to-win contest. You're going to want to text in this word right now to get entered to win a daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry, and to get entered to win our grand prize of two tickets, club-level indoor tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon start game, plus a gas card to get you back and forth to the game. The word to win today and to get yourself entered for those great prizes is football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L, football. With that, whether it is everything from Gaza to the government shutdown, from free speech to SpaceX, from Cardinal Dolan to congressional Democrats, what do you want to talk about? We've got a place for you and some breaking news to kick it all off. Apparently, we are headed to a shutdown. The Democrats' demand of President Trump and congressional Republicans has been simple. Restore the tax advantage for folks that have to get their insurance through the ACA exchange, restore the subsidy so that people do not have to go without health insurance. That is their demand. That is it. There's other little things, but that is the core of their demand. And it appears that House Democrats and congressional Democrats on the Senate side as well are standing strong on that demand. I think this is a good fight to have. This is the right fight to have in this moment. Of course, Donald Trump and Russell Vought, the Darth Vader of the White House, threatening to fire thousands of government employees if a shutdown occurs. They're not so interested in anybody actually getting affordable coverage, affordable health care. No, they just want to use it as an excuse to can more federal employees. We've got a little sound of Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer responding after talks this afternoon broke down. Let's take a listen.
We laid out to the president some of the consequences of what's happening in health care. And by his face and by the way he looked, I think he heard about them for the first time. The closing of rural hospitals. The fact that so many clinics are closing. And I don't know if he knew this before, but the fact that people will pay $4,000 more a year, $400 more a month, close to $5,000 more a year on their health care premiums if we don't do anything. And people don't know what to do. The average working family can't afford that.
Folks, I think this is the fight to have. The reality is that come November 1st, when the ACA exchanges open up, there are going to be thousands of families that will no longer be able to afford health insurance. I'm talking about farmers, small business owners, folks whose employers do not provide health coverage. This is an abomination. Republicans are throwing around the figure $1.5 trillion. I think that's a grossly inflated number, but let's put this in context. They have given away more, literally multiple times $1.5 trillion to billionaires, 100 millionaires, people who will never have to have a boss or get a paycheck or save for retirement or save to pay for their kids' college education, people that have their names on buildings. They have given multiple times that amount of money away to the 0.1% in Donald Trump's tax cuts of 2017 and his tax cuts in the big, brutal bill. If you want to spend $1.5 trillion, I say don't give it to billionaires and 100 millionaires and mega corporations. Spend the money to make sure that U.S. citizens have health insurance, for crying out loud. It's now your turn to weigh in. Phone lines are open. Let's start with Ali in the Northwoods. What you got for us?
Well, something that you really haven't discussed today, but I think it's very important that people get online and get informed about data centers and the trouble that they will cause in the long run for the few dollars that people think they're going to get in the beginning. Get to those meetings. Get informed. Get to those meetings. Look up what's happening down south, how the water and how the taxes and how the how much their electric bills have gone up. People really need to get that done before we get any more data centers planned in Wisconsin. It's not good, and in the long run, we can't do anything about it once it's here.
Yeah, Ollie, couldn't agree with you more. That's Ollie's sound off on this first weekly Monday sound off. Data centers, they're cramming them into rural communities as well as poorer communities. People complain about the hums. They're blowing through available energy supply. I understand that Microsoft is now revving up to restart Four Mile Island just to serve data centers in the far northeast. These are going to sap our energy grid. We do not have a stable energy grid. It is a major, major national security problem, and yet we're giving it away to the AI companies. No back end for regular Americans. And again, the water usage, 8 million gallons being estimated for the data centers in Racine County from Lake Michigan. Oh my goodness, folks. It is time for you to sound off. 855-752-4842. Cornell from Merrill, welcome to the show, sir. What you got for us?
Hi, Maggie, a great fan of Civic Media. I was very upset on Thursday when Fox stated that due to the escalator fiasco in the United Nations, that Waiters, the reporter, stated that they should bomb the United Nations. This is a horrible statement and a horrible threat. I filed a report to the FBI Friday, and I also I got a real person. I talked to them. That they should be spitting out this threat to bomb the United Nations. I thought Fox should be suspended or fined. Nobody on the nightly shows have ever said anything like this. And also, she said to file a report to the FCC. I did that today. If anybody wants to file a report on lies or threats, you can go to the FCC and file tell them your story.
Cornell, thank you so much. We actually have that sound. This is Jesse Waters on Fox calling for the bombing of the UN. By the way, the elevator stopped because someone in Trump's entourage hit the stop button, and the teleprompter didn't work because Trump's entourage didn't know that they were responsible for actually making sure that the UN had the script for his speech. This was all his own entourage's doing. Let's listen to Jesse Waters' call for bombing the gassing the UN.
What's going on with the escalator? What do you think?
Yeah, they sabotaged them.
Yeah.
And they could have hurt the first lady.
Yeah.
Trump would have fallen in and would have gotten back up. But, you know,
they would have blamed it on his rhetoric.
And then they sabotaged the teleprompter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an insurrection. And what we need to do is either leave the UN or we need to bomb it. It is in New York, though, right?
Yeah, it
could
is.
Be some fallout there. Yeah, yeah. All right. Maybe gas it?
No.
That's not too bad.
Don't gas
goodness.
It. Okay.
He's
but
kidding.
We need to
He's
destroy
kidding.
It. Maybe just can we demolish it?
I've heard enough. So let me get this straight. Kimmel gets yanked from the air, but this. And I'm just gonna call Jesse Waters says all kinds of stupid stuff every freaking day on Fox News. He was being cheeky. But it is still overtly violent. Why would that seem like a good joke to make, Mr. Waters? I feel your anger about that. Folks, it is our first ever Monday sound off here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in 855-752-4842. First-time callers, veterans, go to the front of the line. Stan from Racine, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hi, Maggie. I love your show. It's
wonderful.
Thank you.
I was wondering, and I don't know if I have the terminology right, but could you explain or define what rank file voting in a primary is?
Sure. This is one of those really important things for folks to know about. Rank choice voting,
Yeah, you bet, Stan.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Rank choice voting basically means where voters rank candidates in their order of preference instead of choosing just one, right? So say there's five candidates. You would list literally one of the candidates ranked as your top one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is also known as instant runoff voting because it simulates a runoff by eliminating candidates in rounds until one candidate secures a majority of the vote. It allows voters to express preferences in a much more specific way. All first choice in the first round count, they're all tallied. Any candidate in that first round that gets more than 50% of the first choice votes, they win. But if no candidate wins a clear majority, the candidate with the fewest number one rankings gets eliminated, okay? And the ballots that had that person as their number one rank are then redistributed to the voters next highest or their second ranked candidate. We're going to continue to talk about what I'm generally going to term democracy reforms, because other than the Trumpiest Trumpers, most of us want a better selection of candidates. We want more options. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is the Monday 5:30 sound off. Phone lines are open to each and every one of you. So are the text lines. Steve from Mount Horeb, what you got for us?
Yeah, Maggie, good afternoon. I guess the UN thing that kind of put a segue into what I wanted to say. I just wanted my disgust at those fans at the Ryder Cup yesterday. Yeah, I woke up this morning in a good mood. I saw that on Sports Center, and it's ruined my whole day. And then you had to play the Jesse Water thing, but I appreciate what you're doing. I just wanted to, I've been a longtime listener. It's the first time I've called in. I just think yesterday during the Ryder Cup, the way the Americans acted, and then when I was listening to Todd Olbaugh, they were saying that Europeans are afraid to come to the United States because they're afraid to get shot. And this is what we put on our, on, you know, one of the biggest stages, you know, the Ryder Cup.
Steve, I hear you. Sorry to cut you off, buddy. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you call back again, whether it's on the Monday sound off or otherwise. If you don't know, American fans at the Ryder Cup were awful to the European team. Just awful. Unruly, rude, boorish, absolute display of the worst behavior. Should have been condemned by everybody. Put a bad taste in my mouth as well. Come back. We're going to continue to take your calls on this first installment of the Monday Sound Off right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.